So I wrote this song in a hotel room in Dallas, Texas. I had a show that night, and some songwriter buddies of mine, Ashley Gorley, my dad, Red Akins, Parker Welling, and Jesse Frazier, all came with me to write that weekend. And we were just talking about ideas for songs, and I just mentioned an idea of what's your country or where's your country or something like that. And they were just asking me where that inspiration came from. And I just noticed that whether I was in Los Angeles or New York or Seattle or Nashville or anywhere in between, I just kind of noticed that everybody had some country in them, you know. Whether you lived in the city or wherever you lived, I think everybody has a little bit of country inside their bones. I mean, I think everybody loves to get outside. I think everybody loves to go hiking and camping. And so we were just talking about how can we write this song. And so we decided to dive in and make the whole song old country song lyrics that tied into a story. And it was really interesting the way that we started to progress the song. I actually threw one of my dad's song titles in the second verse of That Ain't My Truck. And so we picked a lot of songs that I felt like really shaped me as an artist and put those into the verses. And hopefully when the listener is listening, they don't really hear the song titles, but it sounds more like a story. And the more they listen to the song, I hope they can kind of go through there and be like, oh my gosh, I love that song. I love that song. But also want them to make their own interpretation of the song and go, man, what were my songs that kind of defined my life? You know, what songs do I hear on the radio that when I hear them today as a 30-year-old or a 40-year-old, it makes me feel 17 again? And so that's kind of how that song came together.